next topic is the Faculty Senate resolution. So first signed up is Tim Ross, please. Morning.
Good morning. I know a few of you at the board here. Thank you for allowing us to comment. What I want to talk about today is, first of all, I'm in support of the request to delay the search for the new president. But more, I want to talk about what I see as increased activism by this Board of Regents. The Board of Regents has authority in the state constitution to control and manage the university. To me, that means broad oversight. Your only job should be to set policy for the university, long-term goals, to select a new president when necessary, to confer degrees, and to set tuition rates. A lot of what's going on now, you've inserted yourselves onto search committees on campus. You've gotten involved in squabbles over the location of the art department. And I understand recently one of you decided you were going to be the decision authority on the issue associated with relocation of Redondo Drive. You elect a president, and he then has a staff that will take care of these issues on campus. You meet every month, which is incredible. Why you would want to meet more than maybe four times a year is beyond me. Because you set goals, and then you sit back and you see how the campus performs in achieving those goals. That doesn't take a meeting every month. So my request is for you to be a real Board of Regents, meet very, very infrequently to help the president with the strategic goals. Thank you very much.
Next, I'm sorry, the handwriting, I believe it says it, Jason will be, I apologize, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak on the Faculty Senate resolution requesting an extension of Interim President Abdallah's term. My name is Jason Wilby, and I am a faculty member in Foreign Languages and Literatures. I'm not going to talk at length about the accreditation process that's coming up. I'm also not going to talk about the kind of lack of confidence many faculty feel in the stability of our institution, as evidenced by the number of departures recently. What I would like to do is present an argument for why the current situation at UNM merits extending Interim President Abdallah's term. And I will couch my argument in a concept from my field of research and teaching. This concept is what people in second language acquisition call a zone of proximal development. What is the zone of proximal development? It is a concept I use to plan and construct my courses at UNM, which basically says that in order to accomplish any complicated task, students have to have acquired the right amount of knowledge, the appropriate skills, and created sufficient connections between subfields of knowledge in order to effectively carry out that task. What does this mean? The more challenging or specialized a task is, the more specific knowledge, the more skills, and the greater ability to connect them in unique ways will be needed to succeed. I would like to argue that UNM's current situation merits this distinction of challenging and special, and that Interim President Abdallah is in the zone of proximal development required to succeed. Why do I think that this individual is well-suited to lead UNM forward? I would characterize Interim President Abdallah's leadership style as what I'd call dialogical. I think he is a very inclusive leader. He is not a top-down, he doesn't go to a discussion with a pre-decided notion of what's going to be the outcome. He approaches problems as opportunities and includes as many different perspectives as possible in the process of finding solutions. This is what we need to rebuild the faith of stability in our institution. This is what we need to increase the confidence in shared governance in our institution. And this is the type of inclusive and stable leadership UNM needs at this moment, considering the upcoming accreditation process. In closing, I'd just like to remark that I think the interim president is acting not just as an interim president. He's already shown a lot of incentive with his reengineering the university program, but then also looking backwards with his work as a provost and also as a faculty member at UNM. He's demonstrated the institutional knowledge, the background knowledge, the skills needed to succeed. I feel, and I would argue, that introducing a new president to the university at this time would not be in our best interest. I think that the situation merits considering taking advantage of the in-house skills, experience, and knowledge that this interim president brings to the table. Thank you very much.
My apologies here. Is it Meineken Shaver? Is it Pamela? Oh, I'm sorry. No comment on your handwriting. I'm trying.
Good morning. It's actually Mariken.
Okay, so sorry.
My name is Mariken Shaner. I am a principal lecturer in the Department of Biology and also on the Operations Committee. Good morning to you all, and thank you very much for the opportunity to speak. I am not going to speak to President Abdallah's qualifications. I think that Jason did so really very eloquently, and I can't add to it. What I would like to do this morning is actually offer a plea specifically to the Board of Regents from the faculty, thanks, and the Faculty Senate. I just come to you this morning a little bit frazzled, having taught anatomy to over 130 students. In which I try to illustrate for them that various systems within the body work together to make a cohesive functional whole. Today's lecture was about the heart specifically. And it occurred to me that this is an analogy for what I mean to say to the Board of Regents this morning. The university is the cohesive whole. And I think that the faculty are at least in part an integral part of the heart of this university. The faculty have obviously serious concerns. You've heard some of that alluded to already, so I won't reiterate other than to say that the concerns are there. Enough so that they came through their voice, the Senate, to say we have concerns about the stability of the university, and as such, we propose that President Abdallah's term is extended. It was largely not acknowledged publicly, and therefore the Senate, along with other faculty members, felt the need to push the issue forward in the form of a resolution to which we are addressing today. That would suggest to me that there is a system that is not functional. There's something that is not working. If the faculty feel so strongly that they say this is a real problem, we want to see some kind of solution to this, and there's no dialogue between the faculty and the regents. In terms of the faculty being an integral part of the heart of the university, we are. We are, I think, indisputably passionate about our jobs and about this institution. We're responsible for producing research, scientific discovery. We're responsible for treating patients. We're responsible for the production of gorgeous creative works. But we also come from a pool of individuals that have longevity. If I may speak frankly, governors will come and go. With no disrespect to you, regents will come and go, as will presidents, as will we. But the faculty as a body have longevity. I have colleagues, that's me, isn't it? I have colleagues that have been here for 30 years, and we can draw on their experience. So my plea to the Board of Regents would be to please consult with us. Talk to the heart of the university so that we can work together as a functional unit to stabilize the university and make it what it can be. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Next is Scott Hughes.
Good morning, members of the board. Thank you for this opportunity to speak in front of you, for however briefly. I come in support of the faculty resolution and urge you to delay the search. My area is conflict theory, and this university is riddled with conflict at all levels, and frankly, some of that responsibility rests within this room. But if you consult the areas of family systems therapy, family systems theory, and complex adaptive systems theory, this university, in my opinion, is incapable of conducting a sustainable and healthy search for a president of this university at this time. If we continue with a search, we will end up with an individual who survives and thrives on chaos and cannot continue to develop this university in the method and in the direction that it deserves. If you consult and think about, and let me paraphrase Galatians 6:7, whatever soever you shall reap, so shall you reap. Here today we have with us President Abdallah, which I think and believe is a man of enormous intellect, critical ability, and consummate skills. He can lead this university towards some peace, towards some reconciliation, and towards some direction of positive growth. But he needs time. And he cannot do so in the time that would be allowed if we completed the search this year. He has graciously said that he will stay for an extra year, and I think in that time that we can move this university in a positive direction from all levels, whether it's from staff, or faculty, or alumni, or development, or whatever aspect. And so I urge you strongly to allow him an extra year to complete the work, to put this university in a position where it can conduct a healthy and sustainable search so that somebody of his caliber can replace him and take this university forward in over the next decade or two. Thank you very much.
Kathy Powers. Kathy Powers.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. I'm an associate professor in the political science department. I'm here today to support the delay in the search for a new president for a couple of reasons. I probably have a more outwardly view. I came from the University of Arizona, where I was a junior faculty person during the time that they had their crisis. And one of the things that happened, I was part of the drain, the faculty who left. And so what I'm most concerned about is stabilizing the university so that we keep good faculty here, so that we don't lose our best and our brightest, that we don't lose institutional memory in the form of administrators who have many years and decades of experience. I'm also very concerned about the human rights issue of our time, one of the major ones, which is immigration and taking care of our undocumented students, which this president has a commitment to. So I would urge you to delay the search so that we can stabilize the university and find ways to keep faculty and students here. I am the new graduate advisor over the graduate program in my department, and the world, the country is watching. I was just at a national conference talking to a provost at another university who said this is one of the top three budget crises that she's watching in the country. And people will advise their students and their junior faculty on whether or not to come here. I think we have to demonstrate to the country that we're stable and that we have a plan for working on the university so that we can attract good students who actually really want to come here and so that we can have the resources to bring them here. Thank you.
Kathy Brown, please.
By the way, when I look at our rankings in photography, research, emergency medicine, my own program, one of the top ones in the country, when I walk across the campus and see the huge diversity here, I feel so damn proud of UNM, and I would like you guys to feel that as well. As representatives of the faculty of UNM, we ask you to act as a body on the proposition before you to extend Interim President Abdallah's contract for 1 year in order to settle multiple complex issues. We expect to be able to attract even better candidates as we get our house in better order. Not least, we may be seen as less attractive to the extent that there is a perception of poor teamwork among us. This has implications for accreditation as well. Our faculty have not felt heard for a long time, particularly since last March. Far from becoming resigned to the water in which we are slowly boiling, the feelings of disenfranchisement are steadily growing. The request to extend President Abdallah's term did not come from faculty leadership, nor from Dr. Abdallah himself. This is a true grassroots movement, driven largely by a desire for more stability and a sense that he communicates well among stakeholders. Having spoken with Dr. Abdallah, I can tell you this would be a sacrifice for him. It's something we want for us, not something he asked for himself. In fact, I feel a little guilty, and I'm sorry for that, sir. Not by any intent or malice, but as a simple matter of fact, this university cannot function at its best unless we are all pulling together. That requires communication, top down, bottom up, and across silos. All of us need to believe that we are heard. Faculty, students, community, authority alone is not leadership. Whether correct or not, the sense that any of us are left out for any reason, politics, elitism, or mere oversight, prevents us from coordinating around the pressing issues of the moment. We ask you to change the course of perception by visibly taking our voices seriously, deliberating, and then voting on this resolution. This is clearly a critical time for our university. In a recent survey, almost two-thirds of us are considering employment elsewhere. The next few years, your legacy will be either a time of healing or of potentially unrecoverable harm. I hope that it is as important to you as it is to all of us that we improve our university's standing and our reputation as task-oriented professionals working to fulfill the community's confidence in us. It is all of our legacy, after all. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
David Hansen, please.
Morning. Thank you very much for having me here. I'm a professor of biology. I've been here for 15 years. In that time, I've observed that presidents here turn over faster than our undergraduates, right? And this is a major problem, and it's led us to the moniker of UNM being for under new management rather than the University of New Mexico. And that's not really a joke, right? It's a real problem that we have here. If we want leadership and to move our university forward together, we need stability in our upper management. And, you know, it would take 6 years to put through a faculty member through tenure. How many presidents in the last 15 years I've been here have been here long enough to see that from start to end? None, okay? Very few have even seen an undergraduate through, as I've already said. Right now, this is a major problem, and faculty are the only stability, right, that we have, or at least the primary stability here. We are the ones that have lasted long enough, and we need to be heard and empowered in this process, engaged and encouraged, not merely acknowledged or even sometimes ignored. I would like the Board of Regents to consider, right, when our recommendations, our resolutions from our faculty senate, very seriously and deliberate upon them, and give responses to them. President Abdallah has only been president for a short time, but he's been here as provost as number two since 2011, right? He's the only person I can think of in our current administration right now that has that long-term stability that we need to continue forward. And we've seen major improvements in things like graduation rates during that time. So extending him would make a lot of sense, especially while we're doing accreditation. Overall, I really just want to leave with the message of please empower the faculty, right, to engage them, work with the Faculty Senate, and involve them in major decisions. It would be great to empower, to provide even greater final decisions for the Faculty Senate. We are here, right, as the stable source, and we want to maintain the excellence that we have. Thank you.
Thank you. Claudia Valdez, please.
Dear Regents of the University of New Mexico, thank you for holding this important space today for us to be together in conversation. We are all here, both you all and all of us, because we share a love for this state, this university, and its students. My name is Claudia X. Valdez. I am Associate Professor in the Department of Art. I have been at this university since 2006 and have served in the capacity as both faculty and past Associate Director of the UNM Art, Research, Technology, and Science Laboratory. In that capacity, I worked with leaders across campus, including then-chair of the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering, Chauki Abdallah. Since my hire in spring 2006, UNM has been under the leadership of five presidents: Louis Caldera, David Harris, David Schmidley, Robert Frank, and now interim president Abdallah. In effect, over the course of my 11-year employment at UNM, this university averages one president for every 2.2 years. UNM, under new management, as my colleague has mentioned, there is some very painful truth in every joke. The record of revolving door leadership across this university during my employment spans many offices beyond that of the president, and the joke is old news. When interim president Abdallah moved from department chair to interim provost and then to provost, this university was finally able to breathe a sigh of relief. I won't recount the significant accomplishments during his tenure as provost, as these are well known, but I will say, finally, still waters emerged within the chaos at UNM, a place of trust, a place of confidence, in stable, thoughtful, engaged, and visionary leadership. It is no surprise to me that Provost Professor Abdallah is now our interim president. This leader has been tried and tested and consistently delivers excellence on par with leaders at Tier 1 universities across this country. President Abdallah's proposal to re-engineer the university at this critical point in time in higher education and within our state's financial environment catches my attention. I cannot help but to take note that the concept of re-engineering comes from, well, an engineer. Via associative thinking, I wondered, what are engineers at other successful universities modeling for their institution's future? No surprise that MIT's president, L. Raphael Reif, is an engineer. However, in addition to being professor of engineering, President Reif, like Chauki, was also a department chair at MIT, then a provost at MIT, before becoming president of MIT. MIT is famous for modeling the future across all industries. In this case, in our current case, their model is one to which we should pay attention. It is the following. 21st century university leadership requires technical expertise and deep institutional knowledge, which takes decades of on-the-ground experience to integrate and embody. A re-engineering effort to ensure an exciting and sustainable future for UNM requires we think differently. It requires we think a little like MIT. Doing an external search right now is business as usual, and this university cannot afford an autopilot response. Dear Regents, I respectfully urge you to recognize this 21st century leader in our midst, like MIT did of theirs, and to approve via vote the Faculty Senate resolution to extend Interim President Abdullah's appointment as our university president through spring 2019. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is Lee Brown.
Well, the last speaker's comments are a nice segue into my comments. I am a graduate of MIT, electrical engineering graduate of MIT. During my 4 years there, the same president was there for the entire time and remained there for many years following my departure to medical school. I'm a tenured professor of internal medicine, pediatrics, and electrical and computer engineering here at UNM. As has been said before, those of our administration who frequent the realms of academic professional organizations nationwide have heard that UNM is the laughingstock of academic institutions in our nation. And as you have already heard, UNM is said to stand for under new management. I think that has to change, and I think the Board of Regents bears the responsibility for bringing that stability to our campus. I would like to read verbatim from part of the report of the Higher Learning Commission when they last visited us in 2009, because it makes the case far better than I could by extemporaneous speaking. It says, evidence that one or more specified core components require commission follow-up. The first challenge identified in 1999 and also noted in the 1989 report from the HLC visits was permanent executive leadership. In the 10 years since the last visit, UNM has had 6 presidents and 7 provosts in leadership roles and thus remains challenged with consistent leadership. President Schmidley was selected in 2007 and has commissioned a new environmental plan that has revised the mission, vision, and strategic framework of UNM. At the time of the 2009 visit, President Schmidley has been in office less than 2 years and is facing challenges to overcome the pattern of inconsistent leadership that has expanded over 2 decades. That assessment by the HLC very nearly led to the lack of reaccreditation of our institution. There are other things that this report addresses that the regents ought to be aware of. It is freely available on the web, and I urge you to read it because it directly affects the way this Board of Regents has been operating. In conclusion, the Faculty Senate has voiced its strong support for Dr. Abdullah to remain as interim president of UNM to provide the stability that the HLC clearly seeks when it performs its site visits. To change presidents now means that we will have had an interim president for even less than the 2 years that the last HLC report felt was inadequate in the case of Dr. Schmidley. I think that we risk losing our accreditation if we do not retain Dr. Abdullah and demonstrate that there is some stability in administrative leadership at this university. Otherwise, I think we are in dire jeopardy. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you.
Magdalena Avila, please.
Buenos dias, Board of Regents. It's an honor to be here and to address you this morning. My name is Magdalena Avila. I'm an associate professor in the College of Education. And I'm here because I definitely support the resolution of our faculty to extend President Abdullah's term here at UNM. And I just started, actually, my representation as a senator, so fairly new to this. I'm going to come at this from a little bit different angle. And that is the fact that as faculty at UNM, I think that we have our hands on the heart and the pulse of New Mexico because we deal with the students every single day, their interest, their pain, their intellectual aims and goals, and their scholarship. We draw from the scholarship of our communities. Let's not forget that. Every morning when I walk out of the door of my house, I'm always thinking how to maximize my student scholarship, how to maximize UNM's potential. And I represent that as a vehicle, as a professor in that respect. And I ask you each morning when you walk out of your own homes, how often do you interact and are a part of the layered peoplescape of the community of New Mexico? Or do you just stay in one stratified level, sort of like in the football games where they have those boxes and you just stay up there and you never interact? That's the voice you are listening to today. What we bring to you is to really hear of our respect and our faith and hope that the current president, Dr. Abdullah, can certainly find the place and has found the place of admiration and hope. It's a difficult position, and it's not a place that I think we can play chess with. And as I'm listening to the representation of people coming up here, in my head, I am listening to the heart of the faculty, the requests for stability, the voices that keep the sanity, that really advocate for the students and the intellectual scholarship and integrity of our university. I ask, certainly in this comprehensive intersectionality of people, places, accomplishments, aims, and goals, that we seek to come back and keep the moral and ethical fiber that it is that we're supposed to stand for, not your own personal agendas. This is truly about moving aside and making the agenda for the people of Nuevo Mexico. That's who we are, that's who our pride is, and that's our identity. You help with your leadership to guide some of that identity, but you don't define it. We define it. We are experts in that respect, and so we ask you to please support the voice of this faculty and the resolution of the Senate. Muchísimas gracias.
Michael Cook, please.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Regents. Consider this a letter. I was originally going to send this to you, so it's going to read as a letter. My name is Michael Cook. I'm a professor in the Department of Art. I've been honored with an Outstanding Teacher Year Award and have been a Distinguished Fellow in the Honors College at UNM. I would like to start this by saying, dear Regents, and I do mean dear Regents, you are the leaders of this university at the highest level, without whom the students, faculty, and staff and citizens of New Mexico cannot succeed. Your informed and transparent stewardship, guided by love, is essential now more than ever. Several of you attended Faculty Senate meetings last year. A number of the things were discussed, but prominent among those subjects in my mind was a presidential search and the continuity of leadership at this university. It's been said here, but I'm going to reiterate it. I'm going on my 30th year at UNM. Coming to UNM after faculty appointments at the University of Illinois and UC Berkeley. During this time, we've had 8 presidents, which averages out to 1 every 3.5 years. We are now approaching number 9. It's not the Beatles song. But we have obviously suffered continuity of leadership, and that's what brings us here today. There are a number of reasons for this, but chief among them is the Regents' relationship to past presidents and the faculty of this institution. I hope you're able to read Daniel Libet's in-depth article of September 5th, which describes his history in detail, the time for which we do not have at the present moment. He is a nationally published writer. It is well-researched and accurate. History shows us that each new president comes in with a new master plan, and the previous one, started 3.5 years ago, is abandoned. Perhaps you've seen that wonderful Bill Murray film, Groundhog Day? Have you seen that? Well, he finds himself each morning caught in an endless loop where each day starts exactly on the same day. He realizes that the only thing he can do is get better at what he knows and become a better moral person. Well, for a number of us working at UNM, at times, our experiences felt like that film. Instead of each morning, it's each semester, when we awake to the same problems, but all that we are able to do is to strive for excellence in our own teaching and practice, hoping the UNM world will change. We are greeted with a new master plan, hardly different from the previous one, but requiring wasted time devoted to forming and serving on committees and task forces to do the same thing over again. This time it's different. We're facing a new world in higher education, especially at UNM. Interim President Abdallah has an informed and articulate understanding of the problems facing UNM. He's been here the same number of years as myself. This gives him perspective and love of this institution. I hope you have read his weekly thoughts while he was provost, and now as interim president. If you have, you will see he understands the path before us in an intimate manner as we face critical budget issues, as well as our accreditation. This deep understanding is probably very unlikely with a new president, at least initially. Our accreditation is presently threatened by the very same lack of leadership and oversight questioned in recent HLC's letter concerning finances in the athletic department at UNM, which has triggered a comprehensive audit. In addition to the issue of shared governance and faculty input mentioned in the last accreditation is of grave concern. Since that last accreditation, this issue has not improved and is perhaps worse. I urge you not to ignore the voice of the faculty's expressed in the Faculty Senate resolution, which you have received, and to extend interim president Abdallah's service in the spring of 2019 or longer if needed, so that his UNM 2020 plan can begin to ensure long-term continuity for this university.
Thank you. Pamela Powell, please.
Good morning again, everyone. Morning. I must say I'm quite moved by my colleagues' speeches today and their different perspectives, and I hope you all are too. Many of us are here today to stand in support of the Faculty Senate resolution, but I believe we're also here to stand in support of the principle of the affirmation of shared governance here at the university. This ties directly to our upcoming reaccreditation, since we were, as you know, cited for being deficient in this area on our last visit. An essential tenet of shared governance is listening to and not dismissing or ignoring any voices. In today's case, we speak to the faculty voice. I know that shared governance can seem like an abstract concept. You represent your board, we represent the faculty, but we are your faculty and you are our board. I stress this because I believe there need not be sides here. In total, along with our other stakeholders, we represent the university, and it is in the best interest of this university that you hear and consider all sides from all stakeholders as you approach major decisions that affect all who work, research, teach, study, and virtually, in our faculty's case, make our homes and careers here. A colleague of ours from physics wrote in support of our resolution, and he reminded me of a story about Eisenhower, which I knew but had forgotten the details. In the 50s, President Eisenhower was speaking to the faculty at Columbia University, and he referred to them as employees of the university. And a well-known physicist stood up and said, "Mr. President, we are not employees of the university. We are the university." And all perceived hubris aside, all of our roles are necessary to create and sustain an academic environment which flourishes. But we, the faculty, set the level of teaching and research that helps our students thrive, and we have the longevity that outlasts, as my colleagues mentioned, certainly the administration and the regents as well. As I mentioned at our last meeting, faculty morale is exceedingly low. Faculty are leaving at unprecedented rates, 60%, and earlier Regent Clifford cited that as a high number, and is indeed a high number of people who are looking to leave or being courted actively. We have a tremendous exodus of upper leadership, and throughout all of this, we raised graduation rates 4 and 6 years, we raised enrollment, and we increased retention rates. Given the state and national climate, this is truly incredible. Much of this is attributable to the previous administration, in which then-Provost Abdallah helped implement strategies for addressing key aspects for our mission to grow the university. But the faculty, too, played a role in this, creating different ways to teach and learn to help our students succeed. There's another statistic that I would like to share with you, which you may not have heard from the survey released by Advance last year. The faculty were asked if they had trust in the Board of Regents. I know this can sound difficult, but please take this as information. 84% of faculty said they had low trust in the Board of Regents. It almost makes me cry, but don't worry, Marin, I won't. It's just very sad. What causes a lack of trust is what I was pondering. A lack of transparency whittles away at trust. An attitude of dismissal toward the faculty voice erodes trust and creates a negative environment, which, by the way, I'm pretty convinced we should do a study on. I'm going to ask that my advisor time be put to this because I'm giving up my advisor time. Sure. And I'll finish up very quickly. Thank you. So, yeah, well, I probably won't use it all. But I'd like a study done on the negative environment, how that increases insurance premiums and increase the cost of the university. I know that sounds silly, but I believe that's an accurate depiction. Healthcare costs go up when people are unhappy. And then lastly, the perception of political patronage on any level destroys trust. So then I'd like to tie this in to the HLC report, which my colleague quoted from earlier. I have some different quotes. The 2009 HLC report. So I'm quoting now. Honest communication and genuine collaboration are essential to developing and maintaining trust. Again, next second one. Trust once lost is difficult to regain. Third, development of trust and positive and productive planning will be essential if UNM is to advance in the most expeditious manner. Four, there are two fundamental issues germane to the sustained effectiveness of the university and its administration. And I'm just not sure if you all have heard this yet. The first is that the Board of Regents should operate within the constitutional and statutory authority without intruding upon or appearing to intrude upon university operation. So perhaps more policy-oriented than managerial. Five, the responsibility of governance of the university may be exercised only by the board as a unit. Individual regents are without power to act separately in the transaction of university business. Six, academic interests represented by the Office of the Provost should guide financial decisions as opposed to, and I paraphrase here, the other way around. Finally, the consensus of the members of the HLC team is that the governing board and members of the executive team might take the recent criticism and concerns expressed by the faculty and turn it into a beneficial discussion about the respective contributions of the participants in shared governance. We, you all, and we all have the opportunity right now to model the very best in shared governance, and it will be apparent by how we go forth from today. From this moment on, let this be a turning point in our collective relationship and leadership of the university. We can join forces and leave behind the them-us mentality that currently exists and work together, listening to each other, for the betterment of our university community. Thanks very much.
Thank you. One more speaker here. Is it Catherine Watkins? Catherine Watkins?
Leave it to Pamela to have me try to follow what she just said. Good morning, Regents. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the faculty. I'm a member of the Faculty Senate. My name is Catherine Watkins. I'm a science educator. I have been teaching teachers to teach for the last 20 years here at the university. This is my choice. I left Texas and came to New Mexico and made this my home. I love this university. This will be the last university I work in, as I am scheduled to retire any day I decide. I'm here to ask you to reconsider the viewpoints represented by the Faculty Senate document brought to you. The reason I'm asking you to do this is because I think it's important that the regents understand the perspectives of the faculty. The body of this university is the 20-plus thousand students that we work with every day. That's the people that we take into our main consideration. However, the heart and soul of this university is the faculty who work with that body of the students to mentor, to support, to teach, to help, to let students cry on your shoulder because they made a C in Chem, 301 and they need a B in Chem 301. We are that body, that heart and soul. We, the heart and soul, the faculty of the university, have asked you to consider a document supported by the Faculty Senate. The representative body of the university faculty. I am asking you, not by not admiring Dr. Abdallah, but not focusing on Dr. Abdallah, but to think about the faculty members at this university, the heart and soul of this university, how they have represented to you, and that you consider their perspectives as you are the regents, the head of this body. So you have three components, the head, the regents, the body, the students, and the heart and soul. This university needs all three of those to work together. Nothing else will allow us to continue to work with the important job that we have here at the university. Thank you for your time and attention. I appreciate it greatly.
Thank you. Okay, that's everybody on our list that signed up for comments not related to agenda items. Thank you.